Senator Susan Collins used a committee hearing today to highlight one aspect of the opioid epidemic that she thinks deserves more attention: addiction among older adults. Collins has offered two bills to address that issue. While they're receiving support from some Maine physicians, others say the proposals don't target the most effective solutions. Patty White has more.
Picture a person with opioid use disorder. More likely than not, says Senator Susan Collins, the image is that of a young adult.
This epidemic, however, intersects just as much with older adults.
Speaking before the Senate Aging Committee on which she serves, Collins emphasized the need to target this age group to help stem the opioid epidemic. Joining her to make the case was Dr. Charles Padavina, the former chief of emergency medicine at St. Joseph Hospital in Bangor. Padavina says federal data support what he's witnessed in the ER.
Recent CDC data show an increase of about a third in opioid overdose emergency department visits by Americans over the age of 55 in a period that was barely more than a year.
Padavina says problems can arise when older adults who've become dependent on opioids are tapered off too quickly without alternative pain management. Maine was among the first states to set limits on opioid prescriptions in recent years.
And it's just an indication that great care and time must be taken to taper anyone's dose so that people don't go outside the system seeking pain medication.
Padavina says older adults are also at risk for having their medication stolen and diverted by caretakers, family members, and others. Collins is offering a bill she believes will help with that issue. It would allow hospice workers to dispose of potent painkillers in a patient's residence after they've died. Collins is also proposing a bill to create peer support networks to prevent relapse once someone is in treatment. Dr. Cliff Singer, the chief of geriatric mental health at Eastern Maine Medical Center, says the bill that targets diversion is a smart idea.
Diversion is a bigger issue than misuse of the medications by the older adult themselves.
Singer also thinks creating peer support groups would help, especially if they target specific age groups, including older adults.
Because they're dealing with issues, life transition issues, and health issues that are often very different than younger adults.
I don't know if we need to expand peer support.
Dr. Meredith Norris is a specialist in addiction medicine in Southern Maine.
Peer support is something that is already out there. It's all the other interventions.
Norris says the real need right now is for access to medication-assisted treatment, which can be hard to get, even for those who have health insurance.
Usually, even if people do have insurance, they don't have insurance that covers treatment in a real way. Or they don't have access to treatment, or main care is getting cut.
Senator Collins agrees access to treatment is an issue. She noted to the Aging Committee that the recent budget agreement allocated $6 billion to address the opioid crisis.
I remain concerned, however, that at least in some areas, it is taking far too long for those funds to reach local health care providers, treatment and recovery organizations, and groups and schools involved with prevention and education efforts.
Dr. Nora says in addition to funding medication-assisted treatments, lawmakers should also take steps to expand access to a wider array of healthcare services.
What I would love is if people had really good treatment for trauma, or, you know, for PTSD, et cetera, which is not as much medication as it is really good therapy, but no one can access that. Or access is very limited, or the wait is 3 months.
Improving access to that care for more people, Nora says, would help prevent them from developing substance use disorders. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.